This week, the Pilchuck River will be redirected to its original channel after the removal of two dam structures that have held it back for more than 100 years. The city of Snohomish has partnered with the Tulalip tribes on the demolition and restoration work, which promises to dramatically improve critical habitat for salmon and steelhead. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to the dam site to learn more.
The Pilchuck River Dam is located near Granite Falls, about 15 miles upriver from the city of Snohomish, which built it in 1912 to boost their water supply after a huge fire nearly leveled the town. But 3 years ago, they stopped using it. At the dam site now, the river runs between steep forested bluffs that tower overhead. Berms and tarps and hoses manage the water as two big yellow excavators chomp at concrete. Brett Shattuck, restoration ecologist for the Tulalip tribes, says the work is progressing swiftly.
So we're hammering away, we're scooping up the old concrete, and we're getting really excited to get the river put back in its natural condition.
Come winter, this river will run high and fast enough to reach the top of the bluffs, about two stories overhead. The water here fluctuates dramatically.
That's the cool thing about these rivers. They're wild. They like to move. They like to change seasonally. They like to change temporally. So we're trying to reinitiate that sense of wildness in this river, to connect it upstream and downstream so we can get fish passage all along this river, and especially to the upstream habitat that is in the best condition.
The dam here was initially built without a fish ladder. One was added later, but it didn't work well. Coho could be seen every fall smashing up against the dam wall. Many would die from their injuries before they could spawn. Chinook returns dropped as low as just 50 fish in recent years. But Shattuck says above the dam is 37 miles of excellent habitat, mostly working forests and public lands.
Much cooler water temperatures, much more complex habitat, everything that these salmon need to really survive and to thrive in terms of spawning and rearing.
Just a few paces upstream, Ryan Miller is already scanning the gravelly river bottom, dreaming of a future with more fish. He's envisioning where they'll lay their eggs.
Right at the top of this tail out right here, you'll see there'll be two or three reds right there. I mean, I can just see it from, you know, my years of surveying and stuff and knowing the habitat. They'll be right there. It's perfect.
As a younger man, Miller did fish surveys for the tribe. Now he's a program manager with the Tulalip's Treaty Rights Office. His family has deep ties to this river.
My great-great-grandmother, Sarah, was born in this area. Her family is the Duhqui'abj band of the Snohomish, and their territory was the Pilchuck Drainage.
They had several village sites in the area and would travel between them by canoe, partly on the Pilchuck. He remembers learning that history and feeling a deep connection when he would come out to work here.
You know, I would go past places. I'd get to float past a place where you know your family's village was there 100 years ago. And that's really special.
Seeing this dam come down fills him with gratitude. For him, it's definitely about the fish. But he says his people have also been in this area for at least 14,000 years, traveling the waterways.
And then one day there's a concrete wall here. And it's the same for the fish. For how many hundreds of generations did they travel up here to lay their eggs, and so their progeny traveled down out of the river and into the ocean and then came back, you know, repeating that cycle over and over and over. And then one day there's a dam here.
Before leaving the river, Miller drums and calls to his ancestors with song. This project is an important new partnership with the city of Snohomish, and it'll contribute to efforts to restore Puget Sound salmon that are so badly needed by the endangered southern resident orcas and the tribes. But there's still a lot of work to do, especially on the habitat downriver of the dam site, which is flanked by development and farmland. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
The work to remove the dam is expected to be complete in September, in time for the fall fish to return.